The power of words in leadership. Words matter more than many leaders realize. In the complex realm of leadership, how you communicate with your team can make the difference between mediocre performance and exceptional results. The right words, delivered at the right time, can inspire innovation, foster resilience, and build the kind of team culture where everyone feels valued and motivated to contribute their best work. Leadership isn't just about making decisions and setting directions. It's about how effectively you can communicate those decisions and directions in ways that resonate with your team members on both professional and personal levels. The language of leadership is a powerful tool that shapes team dynamics, builds trust, and creates the foundation for sustainable success. Research consistently demonstrates that motivational language from leaders directly impacts team performance, engagement, and even retention rates. When leaders master the art of motivational communication, they unlock the full potential of their teams and create environments where innovation and excellence thrive naturally. In this article, we'll explore 7 key phrases that exceptional leaders use to motivate their teams. These aren't just empty platitudes or management jargon, they're powerful expressions that, when used authentically and in the right context, can transform team dynamics and drive remarkable results. We'll examine why these phrases work from a psychological perspective, how to implement them effectively, and the tangible impacts they can have on your team's performance and morale. Why language matters in team motivation. Before diving into specific phrases, it's important to understand why language plays such a critical role in motivating teams. The words leaders choose don't just communicate information, they convey values, set expectations, build psychological safety, and shape the emotional climate of the workplace. Humans are fundamentally social beings, wired to respond to verbal cues that signal inclusion, value, and purpose. When leaders use language that acknowledges contributions, expresses gratitude, or invites participation, they're not simply being polite, they're activating neurological reward systems that release dopamine and other feel-good neurotransmitters. This biochemical response creates positive associations with work and strengthens team cohesion. Effective leaders understand that their words carry weight beyond their literal meaning. Every communication sends meta-messages about how the leader views their team members, whether they trust their capabilities, and what kind of culture they're cultivating. The most powerful phrases in a leader's vocabulary are those that demonstrate respect for team members' autonomy, recognize their expertise, and show genuine investment in their growth and success. Now, let's explore the 7 leadership phrases that have proven most effective at motivating teams across different industries, organizational levels, and cultural contexts. The 7 most motivating leadership phrases. 1. What do you think? This simple, forward question packs tremendous motivational power. When leaders ask team members for their thoughts, they signal that they value their perspectives and trust their judgment. This phrase transforms the traditional top-down leadership model into a collaborative exchange where everyone's input matters. Why it works? This phrase activates several key motivational drivers. First, it satisfies the fundamental human need for autonomy by giving team members agency in the decision-making process. Second, it acknowledges expertise, boosting confidence and self-efficacy. Third, it creates psychological ownership. When people contribute ideas, they become more invested in implementation and outcomes. When to use it? This phrase is most effective when used early in the problem-solving process, before decisions are finalized. It works well in both group settings and one-on-one conversations, particularly when addressing challenges in team members' areas of expertise. Be careful, though, this phrase loses its power if you ask for input but consistently disregard it. Real impact: teams whose leaders regularly ask for their thoughts show higher rates of innovation, more diverse solution approaches, and stronger commitment to project outcomes. Team members report feeling more valued and engaged when their leaders genuinely solicit their perspectives before making decisions. 2. I trust your judgment on this. When a leader explicitly states their trust in a team member's judgment, they're doing more than delegating a task, they're conferring confidence and empowering autonomous decision-making. This phrase tells team members that you believe in their capabilities and respect their expertise enough to give them meaningful control. Why it works? Trust is a fundamental catalyst for motivation and performance. When people feel trusted, they experience a sense of responsibility that typically leads to higher standards of work and more thoughtful decision-making. The phrase satisfies the psychological need for competence recognition, one of the core drivers of intrinsic motivation. When to use it? This phrase is most powerful when used in situations that matter, meaningful projects or decisions where something significant is at stake. It's particularly effective when delegating to team members who have demonstrated capability but may lack confidence, or when you want to develop someone by stretching their current responsibilities. Real impact: Research shows that employees who feel trusted by their managers are 76% more engaged and 50% more productive than those who don't. Teams led by managers who explicitly communicate trust report higher job satisfaction, greater innovation, and lower turnover rates. The phrase creates a virtuous cycle: trust leads to better performance, which reinforces trust. 3. I appreciate the way you. Generic praise has limited motivational impact, but specific recognition that highlights exactly what someone did well is transformative. This phrase, when completed with detailed observations about a team member's actions or approach, provides meaningful feedback that reinforces desired behaviors and makes people feel genuinely seen. Why it works: specific appreciation connects the dots between actions and outcomes, helping team members understand exactly what they did that was valuable. This clarity enhances learning and increases the likelihood they'll repeat effective behaviors. The specificity also communicates that you are paying attention. You've noticed not just results, but the thoughtfulness, effort, or skill that went into achieving those results. When to use it: this phrase is most effective when delivered promptly after observing the behavior you want to reinforce. It works in both public and private settings, though consider individual preferences. Some people thrive on public recognition while others prefer private acknowledgement. Be authentic and specific. Vague or formulaic praise quickly loses impact. Real impact: teams that receive specific, behavior-focused appreciation show higher rates of discretionary effort, more consistent performance, and stronger alignment with organizational values. Individual team members report feeling more motivated to excel when their specific contributions are noticed and valued. 4. How can I help you succeed? This question reframes the leader-team member relationship from supervisory to supportive. It acknowledges that the leader's primary role isn't to direct or control, but to remove obstacles and provide resources that enable team members to excel. The question demonstrates that you are invested in their success and willing to contribute to it. Why it works: this phrase creates psychological safety by positioning the leader as an ally rather than an evaluator. It recognizes that team members often have the best understanding of what they need to succeed, and it puts the leader in service to those needs. The question also demonstrates humility and acknowledgement that the leader doesn't have all the answers but is committed to finding solutions together. When to use it: this phrase is particularly valuable during challenging projects, when team members are taking on new responsibilities, or during periods of organizational change. It's effective in one-on-one conversations, especially when you sense someone is struggling but might be hesitant to ask for support. Follow-through is essential. Be prepared to act on the response you receive. Real impact: leaders who regularly ask how they can help report stronger trust relationships with their teams and higher overall performance. Team members who are asked this question consistently report feeling more supported and more willing to take on challenging assignments, knowing they have their leader's backing. 5. Let's learn from this and move forward. Mistakes, setbacks, and failures are inevitable in any workplace. How leaders respond to these situations profoundly affects team motivation and future performance. This phrase transforms potential moments of blame or disappointment into opportunities for growth and resilience. Why it works: this phrase creates psychological safety around failure, a critical component of innovation and continuous improvement. It shifts the focus from assigning blame to extracting value, treating setbacks as investments in future success rather than just costs to be minimized. The phrase also creates forward momentum, preventing teams from becoming demoralized or stuck in analysis paralysis after things don't go as planned. When to use it: this phrase is most effective when used immediately after a setback or disappointing outcome, before team members have time to ruminate or become defensive. It should be followed by a structured discussion of lessons learned and concrete next steps. The phrase works best when accompanied by genuine curiosity about what happened and what can be improved, rather than premature reassurance. Real impact: teams whose leaders respond to setbacks with learning-focused language show greater resilience, more willingness to take appropriate risks, and faster recovery from failures. Individual team members report higher psychological safety and more willingness to acknowledge mistakes early, preventing small issues from becoming major problems. 6. You're ready for this challenge. Sometimes team members doubt their own capabilities, particularly when facing new challenges or stretching beyond their comfort zones. This affirming phrase communicates confidence in their abilities and sets positive expectations that can become self-fulfilling prophecies. Why it works: this phrase leverages the psychological principle of believed in, hoping the idea that people tend to rise to the level of others' authentic expectations for them. By expressing confidence in a team member's capabilities, leaders can actually enhance those capabilities through the power of suggestion and social reinforcement. The phrase also reduces anxiety about new challenges, helping people access their full cognitive resources rather than being hampered by self-doubt. When to use it, this phrase is particularly powerful when team members are taking on stretch assignments, leading high-visibility projects, or moving into new roles. It should be used authentically tied to specific observations of capabilities and potential rather than as empty encouragement. The phrase works best when followed by concrete support that helps ensure success. Real impact. Research on the Pygmalion effect shows that leader expectations significantly influence team member performance. Teams whose leaders express confidence in their capabilities consistently outperform those whose leaders communicate doubt or excessive caution. Individual team members report higher self-efficacy and greater willingness to embrace challenges when their leaders explicitly state belief in their readiness. 7. We couldn't have done this without you. This phrase goes beyond general appreciation to highlight the indispensable nature of someone's contribution. It communicates that the team member isn't just helpful or valuable, but essential to the achievement of meaningful outcomes. Why it works, this phrase satisfies the fundamental human need for significance, the desire to know that our contributions matter and that our presence makes a meaningful difference. It creates a strong sense of belonging by emphasizing the person's unique value within the team context. The phrase also reinforces the connection between individual contributions and collective success, strengthening team identity. When to use it, this phrase is most impactful when used after significant achievements, milestone completions, or successful navigation of challenges. It should be reserved for situations where the person's contribution truly was distinctive and necessary. Overuse or inauthentic application will diminish its power. The phrase is effective in both public recognition and private conversations. Real impact. Team members who hear this phrase report higher organizational commitment, stronger team identification, and greater discretionary effort on future projects. Teams whose leaders regularly recognize indispensable contributions show lower turnover rates and higher collective efficacy, the shared belief that together they can succeed at challenging tasks. Implementing these phrases effectively. While these 7 phrases have proven motivational power, their effectiveness depends significantly on how they're delivered. Here are key principles for implementing motivational language successfully. Authenticity is essential. Team members have finely tuned authenticity detectors. Motivational phrases that don't align with a leader's genuine beliefs or that contradict their other behaviors will be recognized as manipulative or insincere. Before using any motivational language, check that it reflects your true perspective. If you can't honestly say, "I trust your judgment," for example, you need to address the underlying trust issue rather than pretending it doesn't exist. Consistency reinforces impact. Motivational language is most effective when it's part of a consistent leadership approach rather than occasional inspirational moments. When motivational phrases align with your regular communication patterns, decision-making processes, and leadership behaviors, they become more credible and impactful. Consistency also helps embed these phrases in your team's culture, where they can influence how team members communicate with each other. Timing matters. Even the most powerful phrase can fall flat if delivered at the wrong moment. Consider both practical timing, when information is actionable, and emotional timing, when people are receptive. Recognition is most effective when delivered promptly after the achievement. Questions about thoughts and opinions are most valuable early in decision processes. Support offers should come when challenges are visible but before frustration sets in. Nonverbal alignment amplifies message. Your body language, tone of voice, facial expressions, and attention focus either reinforce or undermine your verbal message. Make eye contact when delivering motivational phrases. Keep your posture open and engaged. Ensure your tone matches your words: enthusiasm when expressing appreciation, calmness when building confidence, curiosity when asking for thoughts. Put away devices and other distractions to demonstrate full presence. Follow through builds trust. Motivational phrases create expectations and commitments that must be honored. If you ask for opinions, demonstrate how they influenced decisions. If you offer help, provide it promptly and effectively. If you express confidence, back it with appropriate support. Failing to follow through doesn't just neutralize the motivational impact of your words, it actively damages trust and credibility, making future attempts at motivation less effective. Adapting phrases to different team members. While the 7 phrases we've explored have universal appeal, their specific application should be tailored to individual team members' preferences, personalities, and circumstances. Effective leaders adapt their motivational approach based on communication preferences. Some team members respond best to direct, straightforward language, while others appreciate more emotionally expressive communication. Some prefer public recognition, while others find it uncomfortable and respond better to private acknowledgement. Pay attention to how different team members react to various approaches, and adjust accordingly. Experience level. Newer team members often need more explicit confidence building and specific guidance, making phrases like "you're ready for this challenge" particularly important. Experienced team members may place higher value on autonomy supporting phrases like "I trust your judgment" or "what do you think?" Adapt your language to match developmental needs. Current challenges. Team members facing unusual stress, difficult projects, or personal challenges may need different motivational approaches than those who are comfortable and confident. During high-pressure periods, support-focused phrases often have more impact than achievement-oriented language. Be attuned to changing circumstances and adjust your motivational approach accordingly. Cultural background. Motivational language is influenced by cultural norms and values. In some cultures, direct praise can cause discomfort, while in others, anything less than explicit recognition feels insufficient. Similarly, the appropriate balance between individual and collective recognition varies across cultures. Develop cultural intelligence about your team members' backgrounds and adapt your approach to respect their cultural contexts. Building a culture of motivational communication. While individual leaders can make a significant impact through their language choices, the most powerful effects occur when motivational communication becomes embedded in organizational culture. Here's how to build a broader culture of motivational communication. Model consistently. Leaders at all levels should consistently model the use of motivational phrases in their own communication. This visible example sets expectations and demonstrates the value the organization places on supportive, empowering language. Senior leaders' communication patterns have particularly strong influence on organizational norms. Teach and coach. Incorporate motivational communication into leadership development programs, highlighting both the phrases themselves and the principles behind their effectiveness. Provide coaching to help leaders develop authentic motivational language that aligns with their personal leadership style and their team's needs. Reinforce through systems. Align organizational systems to support motivational communication. For example, include communication effectiveness in performance evaluations, recognize leaders who excel at motivational language, and create processes that systematically incorporate phrases like "what do you think?" into decision-making procedures. Measure impact. Track the effects of motivational language through engagement surveys, performance metrics, retention rates, and qualitative feedback. Use this data to refine your approach and demonstrate the business value of investing in communication skills development. Conclusion. The seven phrases we've explored represent more than just effective communication techniques. They embody a leadership philosophy centered on empowerment, respect, and genuine care for team members' success and well-being. When leaders consistently use language that recognizes contributions, builds confidence, invites participation, offers support, and creates psychological safety, they create environments where intrinsic motivation flourishes. The impact extends far beyond immediate productivity gains. Teams exposed to consistent motivational communication develop stronger resilience, greater innovation capacity, higher retention rates, and more effective collaboration. Individual team members experience greater job satisfaction, stronger professional growth, and higher engagement levels. In a world where many organizations struggle with disengagement and talent retention, mastering the language of motivation represents one of the highest leverage skills leaders can develop. The phrases themselves are simple, but they're authentic. Consistent implementation requires self-awareness, emotional intelligence, and genuine commitment to others' success. Begin by incorporating one or two of these phrases into your regular communication patterns, paying careful attention to authenticity, timing, and follow-through. As you observe the impact on your team, gradually expand your motivational vocabulary and approach. Remember that the most powerful leadership language doesn't manipulate or control, it liberates, empowers, and inspires the greatness that already exists within your team.